In the second season of FX's The Old Man, stars John Lithgow and Jeff Bridges play frenemies in the intelligence game who are forced to work together. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan spoke to both actors about the series and aging in show business.
There was a time when Jeff Bridges wasn't entirely sure he could finish working on The Old Man. While in production for the first season, Bridges was diagnosed with cancer. Then he got COVID, and he began to wonder if he would survive or could ever work as an actor again.
I didn't think I was going to make it. You know, slowly but surely, I put little goals in front of myself. I think it was a big goal walking my daughter Haley down the wedding aisle there. I said, I wonder if I can do so. I kind of trained like it was almost a sporting event.
But Lithgow, who sat next to Bridges for this interview, says now he always kept faith his co-star would return.
He didn't think he was ever going to come back. I knew he'd come back. And something in me thought, well, this show is exactly what he needs. He needs something to really work for and fight for because he loves this show.
Lithgow had another, slightly more selfish reason for his belief. The show's second season is something of a buddy story with their characters forced to work together. And Lithgow really wanted to play those moments with his co-star.
I thought, damn it, Bridges, you're going to get back here and you're going to act with me. You're the reason I wanted to do this show. So that's the reason he came back.
Watching Bridges navigate fight scenes in The Old Man, it's tough to imagine he was ever ill while filming it. In the first season, his character Dan Chase is a retired CIA operative on the run after an old nemesis tries to kill him. Lithgow plays FBI official Harold Harper, who once worked with Chase during the Soviet-Afghan War and later tried killing him too.
One of them plotted to assassinate the other.
That's Lithgow admitting the two characters have a rocky relationship.
And the other found out about it, acknowledged why it had to happen, and basically said, okay, let's move on. They know what each of them is capable of.
By the end of the first season, they realize Chase's opponent, an Afghan leader, has taken Chase's grown daughter to his home country. The two agree to try saving her together, but there's tension.
But it scares me when you talk like that.
Like what?
Like a cop.
Oh, yes, God forbid.
We're not here to solve a crime. Emily has been in his possession for 3 weeks now. All that's important now is to get to her as fast as possible and get her out of here. Please, tell me you understand that. What comes to my mind is love. You know, you think of fathers loving their daughters. Love isn't all cupcakes and valentines and stuff. There's a dark side to love.
Now in remission, Bridges, at age 74, says his health problems were a gift that taught a powerful lesson.
The gift of all those things that you're afraid of that are going to happen to you, they're gifts, and you don't realize it until you live through it. You don't really know what you're capable of doing until you're tested, you know.
Others may watch Lithgow and Bridges and see two actors who've defined aging gracefully. But Lithgow, who at age 78 has played everyone from Winston Churchill to King Lear, says there's a lot of luck involved, too.
You'd be surprised how little deciding is involved in an actor's career. You wait for people to want you. Well, they have wanted me to play a bunch of old men. I think it's great that people are plumbing the depths of these stories.
FX's The Old Man gives Bridges and Lithgow another powerful platform to explore the lessons and regrets which come from reaching a certain age. I'm Eric Deggans.